9/11 right now, 64 degrees in Coffeyville, and it is a Wednesday, and that means we have Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce Director Candy Westbrook. How are you doing, man?
Hi, doing fabulous.
Long time no see.
I know, last night.
Yep. Yeah, we had a good turnout.
We did. Last night was our candidate forum for the District 11 House of Representatives, and good turnout and really good just feedback from the candidates and insights on what they stand for. And so if you didn't get to hear it last night or you weren't there, of course, it's on your website.
Yes.
It's on the Chamber Facebook page and radio page. And so it'll be pretty much everywhere. We can make sure we get the recording to you. So make sure you listen to that so that you're informed before our elections. But of course, I want to invite everybody out for the next one, which is this Thursday, tomorrow. And that'll be for District 2. That's for the National House of Representatives with Jake LaTurner and Patrick Schmidt. So I'm sure it'll probably be a packed room. So, of course, you can listen online on Facebook and on the radio. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So that's this week. Now, last week, we were wrapping up our Hops Around Town Brewfest. Great event. We had over 450 people in the downtown Coffeyville area on Saturday. So, of course, along with the Brew Fest, there was a barbecue cook-off. Smelling that
it
all
smelled
day.
Smelled great because I walked out of here on Saturday and I was like, oh my gosh, man.
Yes, I know. I kept going, oh, is it ready? Is it ready?
Yep.
So that was awesome. We had a cornhole tournament. I think we had 25 teams, something like that. And then, of course, we have live music,
yes.
And the bands were phenomenal. They were wonderful to listen to. So it was just a really good event. So make sure, everybody, you mark your calendars for next year because this is an annual event. Every second Saturday of October, we will host this event. And the other neat thing about it is, along with just being a good community event, we had people from 20 different cities in 4 different states.
Wow.
That I know of. There were some that purchased tickets for their friend, and I don't even know who they were. So we had a lot of visitors to our town, too. So that was great.
No, that's excellent. And
yeah.
I've noticed it seems like more and more events are adding cornhole tournaments because that is just so it's getting so popular. I think it's probably partially an internet meme or something. But
yeah,
you know, everyone is really kind of taken to the cornhole thing
even
more. It's
really a thing in this area.
Yeah.
The Midwest is... we're big on our cornhole tournament, so.
And get your custom-made bags and
everything.
Yeah,
so they
funny.
Get really into it.
I
know. It's crazy. Well, I just want to do a real quick shout-out. We had a ton of wonderful sponsors, but for our main sponsors, I just wanted to say thank you because they're actually the ones that make it happen. People don't realize sometimes the cost that goes into those events. They're
sure.
Like, oh, it's nothing. It's just some tables. I'm like, well,
yeah.
Insurance, security, porta-potties, everything. So shout out to Community State Bank, Cherokee Casino, Commercial Bank, Acme Foundry, Dickie's Barbecue, and our premier sponsor, M&W Liquor. So thank you all for really making sure that we were able to have this great event.
No, I heard only good things, so
good.
That is great.
Awesome.
I'm glad it turned out.
Well, physically, it's hard on somebody getting a little older running around all day, but...
Well, and especially you have this carries right over after Dalton Defender Days, you know,
yes.
It kind of doesn't stop.
No, this is that time of year, there's events, so I know our news just mentioned it a while ago, but it's about that time for the trick-or-treaters as well, so... It's not too late. We are still taking a few more signups for Spooktacular. So if your business or group organization wants to hand out candy downtown next week, then make sure to contact us at the chamber. And then, of course, just around the corner is the Christmas parade. And so we're looking for lots of entries for that because that's another great one that brings in people from all over. And so we want to make sure we have plenty of things for them to see in that Christmas parade. So get signed up for those.
And so you can just stop by to actually enter and or give you a call if you're interested.
Yeah, you can call and do it over the phone. You can go in person. And then we've got some forms that you can sign up for.
Okay,
too.
Excellent.
So, we try to make it as easy as possible.
Sure, sure.
I wanted to give a shout out to a couple of our amazing businesses that were nominated for it's called To the Stars Kansas Awards. And so it's the state's way of recognizing entrepreneurs and businesses that make a big impact in our communities. Both Coffeyville Coffee Company and Terrabinith were both nominated in our region. probably no coincidence they're both coffee related. Well, yeah, you know. But they also, they're amazing collaborators. They work together. And
great.
So
I mean, they should.
Exactly. So next week I will be traveling to Wichita for the awards banquet. And I will share exciting news if any of our businesses get selected one of the winners. So I hope to bring back some great news.
So
that's
like a convention with all the chamber people.
I'm
sure a lot of chamber people.
Yes. I mean, it's a little bit of everything. Yep. It's all kinds of businesses and lots of people.
That's really cool. So yeah. It's just statewide kind of event.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. So other events coming up. We've got, let's see, what is today?
Today is the 12th.
Okay. So
yes,
that first
it is
one
Wednesday.
Was off. So the Coffeeville Rec is having a Halloween paint party on the 13th. You can get signed up for that. October 15th is the Codes for Kids motorcycle run. That's always a fun event. One of my favorites is the Salvation Army Soupalicious Luncheon.
Yes.
Where you get all kinds of soups to taste. So they're going to have it in person and also a drive-through that day. So that'll be on the October 18th.
It finally clicked. I was like, soup and delicious. Like, it took a long time. Sometimes these do. I'm like, oh.
What is that?
There you go.
What is that, Soupalicious?
Yeah, okay.
Yes, it's... I kind of hope by that day it's a little cooler outside.
Right, because I see some of these events, we have soup, we have chili, and I'm like, well, hopefully it's a little cooler weather to make it more appropriate. Because, you know, you plan these things months and months in advance, so you would kind of expect October,
yes,
November, we might be getting some cool temperatures, but you never know.
You never know. In October, it's crazy, but hopefully soup, because I am a soup person for sure. Love it. The week of the 17th is also the cleanup week for Coffeeville. So the tree dump. They call it a tree dump, but it's a dump for everything. So appliances and just all kinds of stuff that you can't fit in your trash can. They're going to be open extended hours so that you can go and drop off all your items. And if you'll go out to the city's website or Facebook page, they have a list of what items they can take. And then there's some that are some hazardous materials they have to limit.
And where do you actually take the items to?
It's on the edge of town.
Okay.
It's called the tree dump. I don't remember exactly how to get there.
But it is.
But most people, kind of know. But it'll be on the, I think the address is on the sheet that has the items. So.
Great.
Along with Spooktacular, as we mentioned earlier, then right after that is the CC Trunk or Treat. So you get to have candy downtown. Then you get to go to college, get more candy, lots of stuff. And then there's a couple other events happening right after that. There's a Fall Family Fun Day at Holy Name. That'll be October 23rd. Lots of good stuff going on that day. And then Grace Fellowship has a harvest party on October 31st. And then one of my favorite things coming up this month, Cedar Bluff Camp, which is out there past the stadium. So out past the aquatic park and the stadium is Cedar Bluff Camp. And they have spook trails. And so you get to get in the wagon. You go down the woodsy area and get all kinds of fun, spooky stuff happening. So they're having it 2 weekends in a row, the 21st and 22nd, and then again the 28th and 29th. I don't remember the exact fee, but I want to say it's like $10, so it's pretty inexpensive.
Sure.
And again, so much fun for the kids of all ages.
Absolutely.
I mean, little kids, big kids, it's
even
nothing
too
bad.
Even I like the corn mazes and
that
sort of thing.
Yeah, I love
sometimes.
That kind of stuff. So it's that time of year. So that is what is happening in October. More things getting ready to happen, of course, in November and December. But go out to the Chamber website. We have a community calendar, and it has details, prices, who to contact, everything on all of our events. So lots happening. But I hope to see everybody or have you join us online on Thursday for the legislative event.
Absolutely. And I will see you tomorrow
for
that. So Candy Westbrook, always a pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. And we will return with more Open Line right after this on the Mighty 690.